Agenda item number seven, the administration audit committee hereby recommends to the board directors of Brazos River Authority following resolution on November 13, 2016. Be it resolved that the board directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the fiscal year '07 internal audit plan as presented. Agenda item number eight.
Yes, the administration committee hereby recommends
to the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority following resolution on November 13, 2016. Be it resolved that the board directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO, to dispose of following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. 40 computers, Dell and Toshiba desktop and laptop computers assigned to various locations, conditioned working and non-working, replaced with new computer systems. 8 non-working printers, HP, assigned to various locations, conditioned, had no useful value, not in working order, replaced with new printers. 38 monitors, assigned to various locations, conditioned, working and non-working, replaced with new monitors. Residential structure, location, Coffman and Lake. Condition, abandoned house, has rotted areas, termite damage. Description, the residential structure consisting of a small frame house, approximately 600 square feet, that has a kitchenette, bathroom, and living area, a two-car attached carport, propane tank, and 8x10 storage building, was returned to the Brazos River Authority from the estate of lessee following consent. The structure is located on Lot 25, Area 1-27, District Track 3-1-94, and has been vacant for approximately 8 months. Agenda item number nine. The asset management committee hereby recommends to the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority following resolution on November 13, 2016. Be it resolved by the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute contract change orders with Archer Western Contractors Limited for the construction of the East Williamson County Regional Water System Phase 1 expansion. The aggregate of such change order shall not increase the original contract price by more than 10%. Be it further resolved that the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with TXU Delivery Services to construct the necessary improvements to provide electric service to the East Williamson County Water System. Agenda item number 10. Be it resolved that the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Jonah Water Special Utility District for the funding of construction projects. Agenda item number 11. The asset management committee hereby recommends to the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Be it further resolved that there shall be a 25% lease rate increase for all commercial lease operations eligible for an adjustment, extension, or renewal under the terms of their existing agreement effective for calendar year 2007 invoicing.
Agenda item number 12. The Banking and Finance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bond Series 2006 and resolving other matters related thereto, the State of Texas Brazos River Authority. Whereas Brazos River Authority, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and was lawfully operating under Chapter 221 Texas Water Code as amended, in parentheses originally enacted under Chapter 13 Acts of the Second Called Session of the 41st Texas Legislature, 1929 as amended, and formally compiled as Article 8280-101 VATCS as amended, close parentheses, the Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority is authorized by the Act and the applicable laws of the State of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted in order to provide for the conservation and development of the surface waters in the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use. And whereas in order to facilitate the conservation and development of the surface waters of the Brazos River, the authority has heretofore established the Brazos River Water Supply System, in parentheses, the system, comprised of various facilities of the authority, and whereas the authority heretofore approached revenues derived from the system for the security and payment of its water supply system revenue bonds and obligations on a parity or rep, and whereas the bonds hereinafter authorized are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Act in Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended, and other applicable laws for the purposes herein provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority, Section 1, recitals, covenant, agreement, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto, as is set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the Series 2006 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses, the agreement, substantial in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein and set forth at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant board, and the general manager, CEO, are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in an aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $18,500,000 for the purpose of providing funds for the expansion of the East Williamson County Regional Water System. Section 2. Designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and federal bonds. A. Designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bond Series 2006, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. The general manager, CEO of the issuer, is hereby designated as the authorized officer. B. Terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons, numbered consecutively of the payers, the respective initial registered owners thereof, or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds, or any portion or portions, in parentheses, in each case the registered owner, in the denomination of 5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, in parentheses, an authorized denomination, maturing not less than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially in the years and the principal amounts, respectively, in value of all that set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C. Sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code is amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the value of the bonds, any different or additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price of which the bonds will be sold, the year in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature in each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 through 8, the rate of interest to be earned by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment period and dates, in parentheses including the dates for making deposits to the interest and sinking fund, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity of the optional board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance and approving applications to this resolution and agreement, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto. If it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters related to the issuance of and delivery of bonds, the authorized officer acting further on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold or negotiated set up to an underwriting syndicate managed by RBC Bank Rauscher, Inc., and to have such a price of the purchase agreement with such underwriters of the bonds at such prices in the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturity as possible, with such interest rates, and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters that shall be set forth therein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided that the price to be paid for the bonds shall not be less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from the effect to delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The
the authorized officers, further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer, approve any official statement and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds referred to in any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to delivery, the bonds have been rated by nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations, as required by state chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. The terms, in establishing the aggregate principal amount of bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, the purpose of paying the cost of expanding the East Williamson County Regional Water System, 2I, the funding of the reserve fund as hereinafter required, and 3I, the payment of the cost of issuance of the bonds. Section 3, immediate effect, the resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption. Agenda item number 13. The Banking and Finance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors for Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2006, in parentheses, General Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, in parentheses, and prescribing other matters related thereto. The State of Texas, Brazos River Authority. Whereas Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Section 221, Texas Water Code as amended, in parentheses, originally enacted under Chapter 13, Acts of the Second Called Session of the 41st Texas Legislature, 1929, as amended, and formally compiled as Article 8280-101 VATCS, as amended, in parentheses, the Act. All pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas the General Water Special Utility District, in parentheses, the District, is a duly organized existing special utility district pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the State of Texas, particularly Chapter 65, Texas Water Code, as amended. And whereas the district has previously executed a system water availability agreement with the authority for delivery of treated water from the East Williamson County Regional Water System, and whereas contemporaneously with the adoption of this resolution, in parentheses, the resolution, a Brazos River Authority General Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sale Contract, dated November 1st, 2006, in parentheses, the contract, is being duly executed from the authority of the district with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of certain water system facilities, in parentheses, the project, as described and defined in the contract. And whereas the contract is hereby referred to and adopted for all purposes the same as if it had been set forth in its entirety in this resolution, and whereas the authority was determined to issue the bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, hereinafter authorized to pay the cost of the acquisition by purchase and construction of the project in accordance with the contract, and whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Authority Act, Section 402.014, Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code and other applicable laws, where the contract authorizes the authority to issue the bonds in the manner, in the amount, and with the security as hereinafter provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, recitals, covenants, agreements, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble thereto, as is set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the bond covenant agreements, in parentheses, the agreement, substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated here as is set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and the assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager, CEO, are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in one or more series in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $6,500,000 for the purpose of providing funds for the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of certain water system facilities. Section two, designation authorized officers, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation authorized officers, each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bonds, Series 2006, General Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by chapter 1371, Texas Government Code is amended, the general manager, CEO of the issuer, should I designate as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there should be issued, sold, and delivered herein fully registered bonds without interest coupons, numbered consecutively of the payer with respect to initial registered owners thereof, or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds, or any portion or portions, in parentheses, in each case, the registered owner, in the denomination of $5,000 or any parentheses, an authorized denomination, not less than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years, and in the principal amount, respectively and daily, all except for the certificate that is authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by chapter 1371, Texas Government Code is amended, the authorized officer of the issuer is hereby authorized to permanently designate as the officer or employer or employee of the issuer authorized to act on behalf of the issuer when the selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution, including the use of a book entry-only system with respect to the bonds and the execution of appropriate letter representations, if deemed appropriate, through determining and fixing of the dates of the bonds, any additional or different designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, and the amount of each maturity of principal thereof, the due date of each such maturity, in parentheses, not exceeding 40 years from the date of the bonds, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, interest payment dates and periods, the dates, price, and terms upon, and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to due date, or maturity of the option of the issuer, any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procurement of insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance will be financially desirable and advantageous, and all of those matters relating to the issuance and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for and on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at a public sale to the bidder submitting the best bid for the bonds at such price in the aggregate principal amount not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in section 1 here. Maturities of principal with such interest rates and with such optional mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters that shall be set forth in the certification by the authorized officer, the bond shall not be sold at a price less than 95% of the principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from the date of their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized, and on behalf of the issuer, to approve any notice of sale, bidding forms, official statement, and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds referred to in this certification. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to the delivery, the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by subchapter 1371 Texas Government Code as amended. B. Terms. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for one, the purpose of providing funds for the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of certain water system facilities. Two, the funds is any as required, and three, the payment of the cost of the issuance of the bonds. Section three, expiration of authorization. The authority of the general manager, CEO, as authorized officer to sell the bonds, as described in section 2C of this resolution, shall expire on the 1 year anniversary date of the adoption of this resolution by the board. And section 4, immediate effect, the resolution shall be effective immediately following after its adoption.
Agenda item number 14, the Joint Possum Kingdom and Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the 13 remaining two-year temporary leases be renewed for 1 year only, effective January 1, 2007, and expiring December 31, 2007. No later than the expiration of the final one-year term, all improvements are to be renewed and the sites returned to the Brazos River Authority for purposes of creating additional public use area in compliance with the FERC license. And be it further resolved, those lessees displaced by this action be afforded a one-time offer to lease new, previously unleased, undeveloped project sites, the location of which to be at the discretion of the Brazos River Authority. Leasehold interest in these sites will be granted to the new lessees. Lease term, annual lease payments, and other fees will be consistent with those adopted by the Board of Directors for all other cottage site leases. Agenda item number 15. The Joint Possum Kingdom and Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to execute a second amendment to the existing water supply contract with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for an additional 400 acre feet of water without charge for use of this possum kingdom fish hatchery. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the water supply contract will not exceed 1,200 acre feet per year with all other provisions of the existing water supply contract in full force and effect. Agenda item number 16. The Joint Possum Kingdom and Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to enter into a development agreement with Gaines Bend Development to allow construction of on-water slip facilities within the Ely Slough at Possum Kingdom Lake under the following terms and conditions. 51 covered convenience slips to service a dry storage operation. This represents 15% of a 340 boat capacity dry storage system and 10% of a 500 boat capacity dry storage system. 10 uncovered convenience slips to service a ship store. 15 uncovered convenience slips to service a land-based food service operation. These slips can only be installed upon development of the food service operation. If food service operation is discontinued for a complete summer season, these slips must be removed from the lake. 15 covered boat slips to service a boat rental operation. 91 total on-water slips, with only the 15 for boat rental operation being used for full-time on-water storage. Wave attenuator. 1 wave attenuator located adjacent to the boat ramp servicing the dry storage system, not to exceed 260 feet and as depicted in the Exhibit A to the development agreement. Additional attenuators be evaluated by Brazos River Authority, authority staff, in accordance with the method used by staff in addressing similar requests. Swim beach, located as depicted in the development agreement with surface water void area, not to exceed 150 feet of shoreline by 75 feet extension into the water. Dredging, if any, must be approved by the authority staff prior to commencing dredging operations. Boat ramp. 2 boat ramps located as depicted in the development agreement to support the dry storage system limited to a maximum width of 35 feet each. Development agreement. Additional on-water facilities on the Gaines Bend Peninsula will be considered in accordance with the boating capacity study or any and all other board adopted rules and regulations. It is understood by all parties that the above agreement terms are subject to prior approval by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Agenda item number 17. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the publication of a quarterly basin-wide newsletter in place of the annual Brazos River Authority magazine. Agenda item number 18. The Water Quality and Environment Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its November 13, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to expand the scope of services of the SB Consultants Incorporated contract for Lake Granbury Water Quality Modeling Services to include Phase 2 water quality modeling activities.
Judy, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, what's the roll call?
We need nominations. We didn't get nominations.
Do you want to nominate the entire board?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Moore, second by?
Second.
Second by Mr. Gear.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blam?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director DeCluit?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes, ma'am.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.